We're doing Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Shin Tetvav, the 8th chapter of the Shara Gava. Shenit. Secondly, he said he's going to help us cure ourselves of arrogance. He says it's not going to be easy, but I'll give you good cures now. So the second point he's going to make is, Alo tire befotchecha sefarim asher sham nemarim nimusei avodat Hashem. Take note, when you open different works that discuss what should be the etiquette in the service of Hashem. Vechavdu atzadikim harishonim anshei Hashem asher meolam. You read over there how the tzadikim, the pious people in Jewish history, how they served Hashem. Anagatam vavodatam v'yiratam u'kdushatam. Their behavior, their service, their awe of Hashem, their holiness. Az yiref mimcha hayetzer v'lo yuchal od letzeir hagava al luach levavcha. Then a person says, hey, wait a second, where were there and where am I? You know, you hear about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, someone slams a car door shut on his hand, and he doesn't say a word until the car pulls away, and then he says, give me a second, opens the door, pulls in his hand. You say, wow, wait a second, where is he, where am I? You read about the Shach, who says he reviewed the Shulchan Aruch 100 times before he started writing his commentary, and he died at the age of 41. You ask yourself, how, where is he, and where am I? This is the idea that Rav Avram used to say, that the Musar Sefer, possibly the Musar Sefer for our generation, is history books about tzaddikim. When you read about them, then you start realizing, hey, I got a way to go. So the Magen Midvina says, one of the ways in which a person can overcome arrogance is by reading about people who are truly greater than himself. Then a person starts feeling small, little, humble. Because when a person sees people who are so much bigger, then they start recognizing what they're really worth. Person realizes there were people who were so holy, he feels like he doesn't even fit to be their footstool. Certainly a person doesn't walk around being arrogant if they only have the perspective of what really big people are like. I'll give you an allegory what this is similar to. Nisal Gadol, there was a great officer. He had a son who was retarded, deaf, and blind. Now, on the one hand, he lacked everything, right? On the other hand, his father took care of him. And when the father saw that the kid couldn't do too much, so he gave him a little place, a little city to live in. וציווה על הדלים מעבדיו, אלא פחותי ערך הבלתי ראויים לעבודות חשובות, שעובדים בבנו בעירו שהוא בא. And he took his worst servants, he took those who gave him the poorest service, those who he couldn't really trust with anything too important, and he told them, you guys serve my son in that city. ויסור למשמתו לכל אשר יצווה עליהם. And he tells them, you guys, whatever my son says, I'm leaving you responsible to do. אחר ימים באו הסקנים והפרטמים להתייצב לפניו. Days pass, and all kinds of nobles come before this officer. ראו את אב יושב על כיסא מלכותו ובנו הדל בימינו. והוא לומד עם המשפט המלך מת העם. וקורא לפניו כל סדר ההכתרות ביום אשר ינתן כתר מלכות בראשו ואיך להתנהג עם בני המדינה. So they see that the father is sitting there with a son who is deaf and blind and retarded, and he's teaching the kid, this is how a leader has to behave. This is the way you run the show over here. And he tells him, when you're going to be in charge over here, this is how you're supposed to deal. This is the etiquette. This is how you deal with the people under your domain. And he's teaching him everything. How to deal with accounting and how to deal with wars and all his responsibilities. So they wondered to one another, is he really thinking that his son is going to take the throne instead of him? Is he really thinking that that boy is going to fight the wars? Does he really think that that boy is going to lead the justice system here? Is he going to take the glory of his father? Has he forgotten that the child is crippled, he can't see, he's retarded? How is he going to give the kingdom over to him? So So they turned to the father and they asked, what are you thinking? We'll pick up here. Let's watch him next week.